Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The heat of yesterday is going to be subdued a little bit today. We'll have more in the way of cloudiness. Most areas stay in the low to mid 80s. I don't think we'll see any 90 degree weather. So in terms of the heat, I think we're by the highest of it. As we head for the overnight hours tonight, mugginess is going to continue, though. Temperatures staying in the mid to upper 60s, so it's starting to get really uncomfortable, especially at night.
What about Friday?
So Friday, we'll have a cold front trying to approach the area. It's still going to be well to the west of us, near record humidity for this time of the year during the day tomorrow. There might be an isolated shower or storm tomorrow night. Temperatures continue very warm, 65 to 69 degrees. And then Saturday is also humid, especially the first two-thirds of the day, up near 80, maybe an early shower. But some areas may miss the rain altogether, and that would be 14 days of completely dry weather this time of the year.
And as I understand it, Sunday will be better.
Yeah, Sunday's very nice, mostly sunny skies, temperatures in the low 70s, light winds. It's an ideal day. It's more typical of early June rather than the July-like weather we've had over the past week.
The beaches are back open, of course. What's it going to be like on the shore?
So Saturday is the least favorable day. A lot of clouds. Again, that chance for a pop-up shower or storm, especially in the morning. It's humid. It's not that breezy, but a lot of clouds around the area. Sunday, different kind of day, mostly sunny. A nice day, not real warm with sunshine. So it's one of those days where it'll be real nice to be out there.
And a cool down is coming for next week?
Just for a couple of days. So Monday's a little bit chillier, partly to mostly sunny. There could be a pop-up shower across the Northwest Hills, temperatures in the upper 60s to low 70s, so a couple of degrees below average. And then Tuesday, right around 70 with mostly sunny skies. The nights will be crisp. It's going to be down in the 40s Monday night and Tuesday night, so that's kind of chilly, but great sleeping weather.
Let me ask about rain. We've had some showers off and on, but we haven't had a soaking rain in a while. Are we in danger of entering a drought?
So we're in danger of entering a below average rainfall period, which will get classified as officially drier than average here. And I think we're going to do that pretty quickly if this keeps up. So today is day 12 without any rain measurable. And if we don't see these showers here on Saturday, Bob, that would be 14 days without rain. The other thing is this time of the year, the sun is as strong as it gets. So we've got that. And it was very dry earlier this week in terms of relative humidity. So the moisture has been sucked out of the ground. So, yeah, we are in danger. I don't think we're in a groundwater danger. We're pretty adequate there. But if you're planting, especially vegetable gardens and newly planted things in lawns, things are going to start burning out pretty quickly if you're not watering.
All right. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein will watch out for that. And thanks very much.
You're welcome.